I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, your guest teacher is David Walks, the innovative CEO of Handwritten. He's celebrated for his pioneering contributions to personalized communication. His groundbreaking work has earned him recognition as a leader in integrating artificial intelligence and robotic technology with the timeless tradition of handwritten notes. Under his leadership, Handwritten has emerged as the global leading provider of handwritten notes, sending out thousands of authentic pen-written messages daily. David's entrepreneurial spirit and his company's success have been featured in various media, highlighting the transformative impact of handwritten service on personal and professional relationships. His vision and dedication to reviving the personal touch in our digital world continue to inspire and forge lasting bonds with his customers. Today, he is going to be teaching some lessons that he has learned from building Handwritten, as well as previous companies. Some have worked, some haven't. He's going to speak about adaptability and how it drives success. He's going to teach over some thoughts and ideas on employee happiness. Of course, we're going to speak about innovation and how to innovate with technology. And lastly, we're going to talk about how to identify market opportunities.
What are some lessons that you've learned building perhaps handwritten, or even, you know, sell it? What are best practices for building companies that you perhaps didn't realize when you first started?
Yeah. So obviously, don't be afraid to pivot. That would be, which I you know, is pretty obvious. But with sell it, pivoting out of real estate and into Abercrombie and Fitch and you know, that type of thing, was a big change. For handwritten, what it was is we kind of switched our whole focus, and it was always, I always wanted to be business focused, but when we started this, the tagline was quality cards, your words and pen and ink, because it was much more consumer focused with these bespoke letterpress cards and everything like that. Now it's quality cards, or sorry, your words and pen and ink. You know, we want to put the words and pen and ink front and center, and it's more business. You know, you can go on our website, create your own card with your logo on it. So it's nice, but it's not letterpress. So we've pivoted there slightly. A long time ago, I had the opportunity to do dinner. This is always the humble brag. I did dinner with Conan O'Brien. And what he said was, always get in over your head. And that is like the advice that I've taken with me for 20 years. You know, you can't grow if you don't try to overextend yourself and do things that you didn't think was possible. So that's been, you know, something I've thought about for the last 20 some odd years. And, you know, I think it's universally applicable. Other things, you know, making sure, and I think it's gotten even worse today from a generation perspective, worse, better, you know, whatever, how you look at this, from a generational perspective, people are very sensitive now. And I think a lot of this is COVID too, but being very cognizant of your team, the happiness of your team. You know, I used to be a grinder, so I'd grind my team pretty hard. Now I kind of bite my tongue as my team plans another game and another outing and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, it's a lot of that. But having a team that's having fun is so important, just to keep the wheels moving, because they know come Thanksgiving and come Christmas, they're not going to be having fun. They're going to be in this office working their tails off, getting all the notes out the door that come with that cyclical period. So, you know, it's again, that work hard, play hard, but it's so important to stay so focused on that. We have tools that we use to kind of do customer satisfaction, employee sat surveys. And we're constantly taking a pulse on that. You know, when I sold my last company, the owners did like a whole survey on me with my employees, and most people really liked it. Well, liked me rather. And I'm friends with a lot of them to this day, and they reach out to me on LinkedIn saying, you know, you changed my life. You helped focus me in a career path. But there were like one or two that had some very harsh words for me. And that, you know, I've taken that to heart, and I've really tried to adjust myself so I'm not seen in those ways, which is hard. You know, as the hard driving entrepreneur, you're always trying to, you know, move the ball forward and everything else. But it's one of the reasons I have a private office. Like, I'm not the HR person. I'm not a salesperson always on the phone. I mean, I am on podcasts and stuff, so it does make sense for me to have an office. But one of the reasons I have an office is because I know my energy impacts people, and so I'm trying to protect them from that energy. You know,
I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazes amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds.
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of lattes. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.
So that's one thing I've learned, is that I need to be very, very cognizant of my face, because everybody's face is public property, right? Like when you walk into a space, people see it and they get positive or negative energy based off that public property. So as the head of the company, you have to be especially cognizant of that. And so I always try to come in, do a lap around the office, you know, try to be super bubbly David Wax, even though inside I want to, you know, maybe I'm not so bubbly.
There's a million stressors. Yeah. There's a million things that are on your mind. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a real big one. Getting real technical, and, you know, feel free to tell me to shut up. For us, what it was crazy, you know, no technology. I think anybody in sales needs to know technology, whether that's Duck Soup, Bonjoro, handwritten, obviously. Of course, why wouldn't you want to use that? Zapier, which is critical. I think, you know, learning Zapier and what it can do, it has revolutionized our business. If I didn't work for Handwritten, I'd want to work for Zapier, just being an evangelist. I think Zapier is the coolest thing ever. You know, being in any job these days, you have to have a tech inclination and understand the tools that can make you a more effective salesperson. Because coming in, knocking on somebody's door, calling somebody over and over again, you know, that's not how people interact anymore. So you have to know how your customer wants to interact. So learning about technology. And for us, what that meant was learning about additive and subtractive manufacturing, because now we're building these robots. When we started, they were all made out of metal. And then I brought in people that taught me how to 3D print them. And then we went too far in 3D printing. And now we 3D print, we laser cut. And I mean, I could just talk to you about modern manufacturing techniques for all day long. And that was out of my
comfort. You went into it. You figured it out. You figured it out.
I love surrounding myself with people with the figure it out gene, as I call it.
Yeah.
You know, my director of operations, if you, you know, at first glance, they might not, you might not go, wow, that person looks like they have the figure it out gene. She probably has the figure it out gene more than anybody else I've ever met. You know, and trying to find those people that have that figure out gene and put them to work on your team, it's like the greatest thing. You know, you don't need to, it's great to have smart people on your team, but a lot of smart people will give up if they don't figure it out right away. But if you have somebody that just will not quit, those are the best people to have on your team. And I'm super lucky to have those people on the team.
How did you know that going analog would be a solution to this oversaturation of digital, email, text, messages on LinkedIn? How were you aware of this, and how did you feel comfortable jumping into this? Because you, from my knowledge, didn't actually have experience in any of the verticals that are actually using your product at any sort of scale, right? So I'm curious what your mindset was like when you did this.
It was truly just something that I wanted to use at the moment. You know, I just knew handwritten notes. You know, I sat down, I ordered custom stationery off, some digital print shop online. It came, I loved it. It was really high quality. I wanted to send all my clients and employees handwritten notes. And I just realized I couldn't. I didn't have the attention span, you know, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool if we could do this and include business cards or include gift cards? And I just thought, you know, nobody else is doing it. So what happened was, of course, somebody else started doing it. There was a company for a brief time called Bond. And what happened was I came out with this idea. And then my girlfriend at the time, like 2 weeks later, says, look what just happened. A company popped up doing exactly what you wanted. Because it's funny, like in the zeitgeist or whatever, in the ether, people have ideas at the same time. I was still kind of locked into ePrize or Hello World when I started forming the idea, and I couldn't really pounce on it. This other company did. They got venture funding and all that. And what happened to them, they basically spent all their money on marketing and none of their money on technology. And they ended up with a 3D printer with a pen. And the way a 3D printer works is it moves X, Y, and Z, you know, move up, down, left, right. And so you can get it to write. We could talk about inertial mass. It moves fast with this heavy gantry, so it creates very jittery writing. And they got around that with a felt tip pen so that you could kind of cover up all the jitters. But they got this thing to write, but what they did not get it to do was paper feed. So we spent years and years. We came out, we started with the same off-the-shelf robot that they were using, which is crap. Then they moved to 3D printers, and we moved to developing our own actual handwriting robot. So we were on a much slower path. They built a ton of these 3D printers holding pens. And when you do that, what you end up with is a room of people walking around changing every page. There's a competitor of ours right now, and I go to their website. I'm like, how the heck are they going to stay in business? Because they're doing the same thing. They have a pen writing on a clipboard, and then somebody's going to have to come and move the paper off the clipboard and do the next one. It's just not scalable. So we spent years building our own robot, and it's not an easy thing to build a robot. It turns out it's even harder to get the darn thing to feed paper than it is to get it to write. So to get someone to feed paper reliably and shoot paper off the end of a conveyor reliably is actually quite difficult. So while they were blowing their money on marketing, we were spending our money on engineering. Eventually they got acquired, and then they got shut down. So it was very strange to me, but now we're the big dog in town, you know, still a very small industry, but we're the big dog in town doing this. And we're the only ones that I know of that have this robot technology that's proprietary that allows us to do it at a speed and at a cost and at a quality that's unbeat. So I don't know if I'm answering your question, but basically I saw the need. I wanted something like this. It didn't exist. So I thought, okay, well, you know, I was in my late 30s. I thought, I'm not ready to retire. I had sold my last company. let's find potentially, arguably, my wife would now say a bad use of my funds, but I started handwritten with the money I'd made off the last company and kind of just went in, you know, saw it as my next adventure. So, but as far as how do you identify something, you know, just think about what do you need? What unmet needs do you have? And that's, I think, a pretty good place to start. You know, I didn't want to start another email service or another CRM. There's enough of those.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS, 1617539.
Nerds!
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.